call the special Thursday, May 14th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a properly noticed and quorum for this meeting. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a quorum. We have a properly noticed meeting. There is no minutes to approve at this meeting. That would be item B. Item C, there is no public hearing matters. Item D, business matters regarding the Matt Talbot community-based residential facility. We're here again tonight to discuss this particular matter. We rescinded an earlier action based on the fact that condition number 5 was not in play at the time. As you all know, the Common Council met this evening just prior to this meeting and reinstated Condition 5. Mr. Fuchs.
I think that gives the background. The Plan Commission also discussed at the April 23rd meeting DNR and DOT desire for some information from them. Since that meeting, the DNR has provided a letter stating that there are no navigable waterways on site. The applicant has revised their natural resource protection plan to show the modification, the change to the furthest north wetland, or northernmost wetland, which did cause the applicant to have to shift their building to the south and west to comply with the wetland buffer and wetland setbacks. They were able to do that and not encroach on the larger wetland itself. The DNR, there are also additional wetlands that were found on the southern half of the property. Those have not yet been mapped by the applicant, but staff does have a condition in the draft resolution that would require them to submit a revised NRPP with those wetlands mapped. The packets contained a email from the Department of Transportation indicating that they believe they do have options to realign 92nd Street with the construction of this facility. The draft resolution is substantially the same as the resolution that was approved on March 19th for the site plan. There was a correction to the acreage of woodlands. Condition number 7 was revised to, as I say, require the applicant to submit the NRPP based on the DNR findings. And information was added, just background information, on the April 23rd motion. So staff is recommending approval.
Thank you, Mr. Fuchs. Mr. Lawrence, if you'd join us for a moment, please. Earlier at the council meeting, which is not on the record here for the Plan Commission, but earlier in the council meeting, there was discussion about the configuration of the parking lot, and a request is coming from the council that you work with staff and perhaps consider reconfiguration of the parking lot to make it less obtrusive to the residents along 92nd Street. The early request. I don't know that they're required an attorney, but okay. Mr. Plato.
I think he's hesitant to speak for his principal here, but I'm not so hesitant. And that is, we will hopefully be at the final site plan stage. And the house has moved a couple times, and he's happy to have input from neighbors about all kinds of things. So this is absolutely something that Matt Talbot would volunteer to do. We don't believe it ought to be a condition. But yes, it seems reasonable to have the parking lot behind, and it's a matter of jockeying around and where are the trees and whatever.
And you notice what I said.
Yes.
Request.
And in response to your request, we're volunteering to
okay,
do that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now that's all on the record. Okay. Any questions for the applicant? And then the request to see if you want to go into closed session for any questions for the applicant? Alderwoman Mayer.
Regards to the parking lot / driveway, wondering if there's, just for clarification as to what you mean about volunteering to put it in the back. I think maybe what the main concern is to not be able to necessarily see a sea of asphalt when you're looking into the driveway. My understanding is, one way or the other, I guess I don't understand how you just put it into the back of the building.
The most likely option we'll look at would be to rotate the building 90 degrees with the parking lot, so you have to turn into it. So when you see it from the road, you don't see the parking lot. You're always going to see asphalt, but you won't see all the cars.
Will you see trees? Will more of the property be blocked off so that when you're looking in, you're really not seeing like a wide open space? You're seeing trees and you're kind of...
Your sight in the property will be the same, whether you turn it or not, because you're still going to have... Our driveway opening's going to be the same no matter what.
Okay, so you can't turn the driveway to allow for...
Are you referring to trying to have the driveway...
More of a decorative
to
kind
not
of driveway.
Enter the 92nd at a right angle, at a 45-degree
no,
angle?
No, it can enter on a right angle. I'm hoping that maybe it can turn off and...
So like a winding driveway instead of a straight in?
Yeah.
We did look at that a little bit even prior, but there isn't enough depth to the property. And with the newfound wetlands to the north... The building had to move further south, so we had less room to deal with the driveway winding through it. So there isn't a lot of room to be able to accomplish, I think, what you're saying.
So when you're looking into the driveway, what are you seeing in your mind's eye with any
If you were standing in the middle of the road, in the middle of the driveway, and looking east, you would see about 100 feet of asphalt to where that asphalt would make a left turn to the north, to the parking area, and you would probably also see the south west corner of the building and southeast corner of the building.
So you're seeing a long driveway, not an expanse of
You won't see the cars
lot.
In the parking lot, yeah. It's what we'll try to accomplish by that. I mean, we're always going to have asphalt coming in because it's driveway. But we'll try to accomplish not having all those cars there. So when people are driving past and new people are coming to the area, they're not wondering, what is that building there that has 16 cars outside, that those cars are a little bit more masked by the building.
All right.
Commissioner Fuller?
I'll wait for a minute.
Commissioner Hogan?
With this new thing also, is the driveway going to be off from where the one constituent came for the meeting, that he's not going to get the lighting, like, right in his front room?
Yeah, the plan we have in front of us now adjusted the position of the driveway about 40 feet to the south. So it's in between two homes. It actually is depicted on sheet C1.2. If you look across the driveway, we do show the boundaries of the two homes. So while you're never going to 100% stop any light from a car from shining onto an adjacent property, we feel that this was the best case scenario, being in between the two residences.
Ms. Wood.
May I just add, this is perfect timing to add just one question or request that I had relating to the resolution. Is it too close?
There you go.
Oh. Okay. and that is that item 10 of the proposed resolution indicates the applicant shall align the proposed driveway so that no car lights from the subject property shine in and towards any neighboring residential properties as to create an intermittent light nuisance. As indicated, we have worked with the city and realigned the driveway, so it's in between, but it isn't possible to entirely eliminate intermittent light nuisance. So I would just request that it say that applicant shall use its best efforts. And obviously the site plan indicates that the driveway was moved so that it isn't directly aligned with the neighbor's home across the street.
Commissioner Excuse me, I apologize. All of them there.
Are there, I didn't see it in the plans, are there lights in this driveway, or is this a residential property with no...
On sheet PXP1, I believe. Sheet PXP1 shows the...
Turn that one off.
Sheet PXP1 shows the site lighting plan, so there are proposed to have two parking lot lights, both that only have light directly around the building. Even at the 45-foot setback line, the most light coming out of this property is 0.1 foot candles. So when you get to the property lines, we don't have anything more than 0 foot candles of light spilling off the property.
What kind of lighting is it?
They're pole lights, so they're described below as far as the LED fixture and height.
You put the site plan
is on. Is it a residential kind of lighting, or is it?
It's an LED light, so it's on a pole that is specified in height on the plan, and there's a picture of them on PXP 22.
You don't know the height of it off the top of your head?
7 foot arm on a.
It shows an arm.
Basically, what I'm asking is,
you're 14 feet
yep. High.
Yep.
Okay. And that's typical residential kind of lighting.
Like I said, this is a typical light that we would use to light a parking lot like this. Yes.
Okay. I guess I'm just trying to say that this is a residential property, so staying within that footprint.
All of the lighting provided on PXP1 meets the city code for light standards.
For a commercial?
For the zoning district it's in, it meets the standards for okay. How much light can be available at the property lines and around the building.
Within the zoning?
Within the zoning that is here, yes.
Okay.
See how fast you're in there. The site plan, yeah.
Yeah, PHP 1.
If you zoom in on that for me, that little plus bar. The lights are located here, and there's one there.
That's where the lights are located. One at the southeast corner, one at the northeast corner. The other thing is the lights
one here and one over here.
Do not need to be on all night, so these two parking lot lights aren't going to be on all night. They'll be on until the shift change when people are leaving the premises and in the morning. So they're not going to be on all night.
Folks, please.
Can I just go back to the driveway issue? I'm just trying to picture what that's going to look like. So the driveway is basically going to stay where it's at.
Correct, as it's shown, yes.
Correct. And then what happens with the rest of that?
What our idea is to make a good faith effort to try to have less obtrusive view of cars in a parking lot, which you feel isn't as much of a residential feel, would be to turn the entire development 90 degrees and have the driveway wrap back around the back side of the building. If you pictured the facility in the parking lot, turn 90 degrees. The driveway is still going to enter at the same spot because we don't want to have the lights shining further up into the houses. you don't want to go further south and take out more hardwood trees. So the driveway is in a really good spot. It's just a matter of adjusting the building and the parking lot so they're less viewable from the road.
Mr. Fuchs, does that kind of change a minor amendment handled by staff or?
Yeah, in these cases, we'd look at the significance of the change or modifications based on the Plan Commission's conversation. I think it'd be something that could be done at staff level through a minor site plan amendment.
And you had mentioned at the last meeting that you'd be moving the building 30 feet away from like the northern wetland or whatever. Is this part of that to be able to?
Yeah, these plans are all been revised, everything that you have from the last meeting to reflect the new wetlands to the north, so you can see perfect. Those are the new wetlands that were found during the concurrent survey. So the building moved further down. I don't see the exact dimension to the wetland, but there's a dimension. Well, it'd be 50 plus 20.
It's like 27 and a half.
So you're 77 and a half feet away from the wetlands on the north side. And your proximity to the road increased also by doing that, or to Highway 100. It increased to 130 feet, 128 feet from Highway 100.
From?
Highway 100, or excuse me, St. Martin's.
But from how far away?
Was it previously?
Yeah.
It was about 90 feet previously, because it was the building was further north.
Okay, got it.
Commissioner Hogan.
Could you just, with your finger or the pointer or whatever, show the people how you want to move that building? The building
sure.
That's up here now. This is going to be correct.
Would be to take the building and the parking lot and turn them 90 degrees here. Parking would run north south.
In the back.
Would run north south. The driveway would come in and wrap into the parking lot.
And the building would be, come on, pointer. The edge of the building would be about here, right?
Yeah, somewhere in that.
Maybe. Commissioner Sennett.
In light of the discussion of changing the building and rotating it around, do you anticipate any additional lighting that would be put on that driveway?
there could be a possibility that if we rotate it, the driveway is less lit then. If we're moving the parking lot further away from where the lights now kind of encompass the parking lot and the driveway, giving enough light to safely pull in. So by rotating it, we may have to add a light pole to have a safe driveway entrance to it.
Well, and let me just say, of course, the lights will conform with the zoning code. That's part one. Part two, this is not a place of business where we need to keep the parking lot and the driveway lit because people are coming and going to a drive-through or something. So if nobody is expected to arrive from 8 o'clock until 1 in the morning when a few people might change shift, the lights will all be off. And then the lights may get turned on for 20 minutes while people go out to their cars and do whatever. And then the lights will be turned off again. It'll be pretty much what people do with the lights on the outside of their garage with comings and goings.
Commissioner Hogan.
Where were the, I thought that there were, what do you call them? Like the animal
movement.
Motion lights. Did we say that there were motion lights on the building?
That was mentioned at one point.
I thought at a meeting that you were going to have motion lights.
Everything we have on here would be controlled by a time clock or a photo cell, either one.
Mr. City Engineer.
I believe you might be confusing that with the discussion regarding Kayla's crew.
Woods. I'm sorry. I could have swore we had motion lights on this, but I'm glad there isn't.
Commissioner Simmons.
The only reason I was asking, is I think you're going to have a hazard situation when you turn that roadway into the parking lot, and I think you're going to find you're probably going to want lighting in there. But I would hate to see a large pole put up in that area of the lot once you move the parking lot to the back. It's going to kind of defeat the purpose. You're going to keep some kind of low profile lighting, maybe just to light the edge of the driveway so you can see that there's a curve there. I can anticipate that's going to be pretty dark back there.
The other option, we could look at some lighting off of the building, off the end of that building as well, too. But, I guess we're looking for a direction from you guys, too. If turning the building and the parking lot something that Planning Commission wants, you know, in lieu of the fact that we might have to put more site lighting on site. So I guess kind of looking for some directional.
There's such a thing as directional lighting. Mr. Fuchs.
Just in addition to the consideration with rotating the building, if you just flip it, you're going to have the back side of the building towards 92nd Street. The front elevation is the face of the parking lot is the nicer elevation, so I don't know if the applicant, and that also serves as their entrance off of the parking lot, so I don't know if they'd necessarily be able to just flip that. So now in that driveway, you will be looking at the back of the building.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Well, I guess that kind of brings up the topic of all the trees and that kind of thing. A lot of them are marked. Those will obviously be staying. What about like more of the brush looking?
Most of the brush out there is species called buckthorn. There's a lot of it. It's an invasive species. It'll be, a lot of it will be removed at the building site, but you know, when you're closer to the road, you know, that it'll stay there. We're only going to disturb what we need to
for
construction of the facility and the building. We don't plan on, you know, grubbing out the rest of the trees and the undergrowth that's there. Even though it's not high-performing trees or hardwoods, it'll still remain.
And that's used as a buffer, basically.
Yeah, it's natural screening already in place.
Right.
Question? Any more questions for the applicant? Commissioner Thinnes.
I just want to bring up what Nick was just mentioning before regarding the architecture of the building and the million-dollar facade. And which way it'll be facing. I think it's a concern that if we turn the building and we rotate it so that the better facade is facing back into the parking lot, that really wouldn't be appropriate. I would think you'd want to put that in there as if it was a residential building facing the road.
Yeah, and that kind of comes into the tough part about, you know, you don't normally park in the back of a residential building, so you can make them both kind of look the same, I guess, but we still have one's an entrance, and you know, if I put the parking in the back, then the front entrance isn't going to really be used because you're not going to park in the back and walk all the way around the facility typically. So you're going to be using that back entrance. So it may affect some of the inside flow of the facility too, and how we use it by turning it. So there's a lot of things that happen when we turn the facility, because right now we have the front office, everything set up to enter through the front of the building, and now we got to enter the back. So there's some other inherent changes that we have to take into account with.
I'm not sure if necessarily changing floor plan would be appropriate, but maybe changing the architecture on the outside of the building to match and putting, you know, either, heaven forbid, four-sided architecture on it, but putting the better architecture on the front side of the building, even though it may be the utility entrance would be in the back.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that at all. It's just that saying that the what you're referring to is the gable on the front, with the two pillars, we don't have a problem keeping that side facing 92nd. What we do have to achieve is that, you know, the side on the back, that facade may change because now my main entrance to the building isn't going to be a double door, it's going to be a single door, because some things on the inside of the building are going to change. So I don't have a problem if staff wants to note that the gable and the pillared overhang face west. That's fine with us.
For those in the audience, this is the exposure that you would see from 92nd Street. This is what you'd see if you could from the other one is from aerial. Come on, it's either a weak battery or it's broken. This is the side you'd see from Highway 100.
No, that's current. This is current. The bottom elevation is the one you would see facing the parking lot.
This
they
is
just rotated.
Looking from the south to the north is this one.
The way it is right now?
Correct.
Okay.
This is looking from the north to the south the way it is currently proposed. This is what you'd see if you could see it from 92nd Street, depending on the landscaping. And this is what you'd see if you could see it from St. Martin's Road, if you could see it, depending on the landscaping. Just so you all understand what we're talking about. All right. The agenda specifies a closed session if such is desired to confer with your attorneys, or is there action regarding this item? Tell me which way you want.
I just have one comment, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Fowler.
if we do rotate the building, we're actually going to be increasing the size of the building facing 92nd Street as opposed to a narrow building. There are a large number of trees on this site. I think a lot of them will exceed the light poles in height. In the wintertime, you are now going to be, when the leaves are off and you have leaf off, you're going to be seeing a larger building footprint when you look. Instead of having a narrow view of the building, you're going to see the full building. I have concerns that over time we may have wished we did not rotate the building in such a fashion, because then we're going to be seeing this large building from 92nd Street, particularly in wintertime. I'm not sure that that's as wise an idea as we might have thought at first when you think it through with the size of the building. I mean, I have no issue with the use of the building, what they're planning to do here. Once the DNR site came out with the wetlands, et cetera, and they were kind of forced into this area, it points out the fact that this probably was not the best site for this type of facility to begin with. I believe fully, though, that these types of facilities are needed. I've spoken at other planning commissions to that extent. But this site is forcing us into making decisions that I have concerns with, particularly turning the building so that it's facing backwards. I think in the long term we may regret that.
Current action sheet does not contemplate turning the building, but it does ask to minimize, but we have asked to minimize the parking, the view of the parking, so at the staff level. Is there a desire from Alderwoman Mayer?
Well, it brings me back to whether or not there is room to kind of curve that the driveway, so it would meet the parking lot a little bit differently.
I guess you're going to have to, I've been having trouble understanding exactly what you're looking for in that.
What I'm looking for is when you're looking down the driveway, you're not seeing a complete sea of asphalt. So if we could turn the driveway a little bit and have it, you know.
Yeah, there just isn't enough room without taking out a lot more trees. I mean, we can certainly do that, but you're going to take out more screening, so. When you've got a nice straight shot in off of 92nd, I only have to disturb 30 feet in width. Now if I make a winding driveway, now I'm disturbing, you know, 40, 60, 80 feet of width. So we're trying to take advantage of the natural trees that are there so that we don't have to get rid of them so that they screen everything better. So I think it also might be an adverse effect of, and I just don't think there's room to have good curves in the driveway.
How long is that driveway from the road?
From the property line or from edge of roadway?
Yeah, from the edge of the road to where the parking lot starts.
About 75 feet.
75 feet.
Mr. Mayor, can I borrow your laser pointer for a moment?
You can borrow the one that works.
The one that works. All right. I'm just a sewer engineer. I don't do buildings. But I've seen parking lots to try to do something with a parking like this. Again, I have some concerns about turning that building so you're facing this way, particularly in the wintertime. But if you could do something, now you have more space working this way toward Highway 100. If you could break the parking line too, keep these parking stalls here, leave some space here for some shrubs in here, then add a couple of stalls down on this end, that would break up that asphalt to a certain extent, maybe even put a rain garden feature in there to take the stormwater off and protect the wetland buffer over here. It's just a thought. I just think turning that building, I think the residents over here are going to eventually see the long line of the building instead of the short line of the building. But doing something in the middle of this parking lot, being a little creative, and then moving it down here, again, you don't then have to change this whole diagram of the building, but maybe angle the parking lot in this direction a little bit or whatever. But you could put something here. You still need to have those handicap access right here in front. But it's just a thought. I'd let my colleague Kevin Haley tell me how wrong that is.
My suggestion would be put the parking here. You're going to lose 8 spaces potentially. And just do that right there. And then let's not be government here and make a camel, but add a couple of trees here, and you might be golden. We can refer this to staff. I think Nick gets it. And Alderwoman and Mayor can work with staff and the applicant and maybe come up with something. Does it sound like a plan? Mr. City Attorney, do you have a motion regarding this matter?
Can I?
Or Alderman Mayor?
I'm wondering if we could suspend the rules to allow citizens to comment if they needed to.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Support for that motion?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to suspend the rules signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Silence is golden. The rules are suspended. Anyone wishing to ask a comment? And again, we're going to do 3 minutes here. And this relates to the site plan. It relates to the building location. Thank you, Mr. Salmon.
96 Street again. Would it be possible to keep the elevation of the poles in the more residential feel? You know, something like this. You know, making like this site look nice, like the still looking for more residential type feel as opposed to a 14-foot. That looks like it should be a target as opposed to a house.
As it was alluded to by Mr. Fowler, with the cover of the trees around, they're much higher than the light poles. You're not going to be able to see them from the road.
Yes, ma'am.
Angela Walter, 9242 South 96th Street. Is it set in stone that the basketball court is not going in?
Correct. The site plan is being submitted as it is shown here.
That there is no future for a basketball court in this plan?
That's correct. We'd have to come before the Planning Commission if they wanted to have one.
I can't really see that from over there, so
I'm sorry. That's fine.
Tom Moran, 9133, 9147, and 9161. So I'm your neighbor. Can you show me on that map exactly where the driveway is in comparison to my property?
Yeah, like where's Briarwood on there?
So I got some idea.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Briarwood's down there.
Down?
Yeah, right. I would, as your neighbor, I would greatly appreciate if Matt Talbot and Associates would consider rearranging that parking lot so that for whatever time I've got left living in Franklin, I wouldn't have to look at that. And if you're interested in property, I've got some.
Thank you, Ms. Frank.
John Berlowski, 9201 South 94th Street. My comment on this is, what kind of garbage pickup is there? Is there going to be like the regular residents or dumpsters? So you're going to have big trucks coming in there, and they're going to make it. They're going to make the swing on 92nd Street.
Yep.
Let's do once and done. But since I didn't say that,
it's a fast one. Do I have to say my stuff again?
Please.
Angela Walter, 9242 South 96th Street. Just, you said that you moved the property further away from Highway 100, right?
We moved it further south, and because Highway 100 runs at an angle, inherently it got further away.
Oh, because I was just curious, like, if there's not found to be, like, wetlands, like, why wouldn't you try to move it as close to Highway 100 as you could to make that driveway, like, longer, you know, to get it further away from the houses that are right on 92nd.
We're trying to, I mean, there's a happy medium between sea of asphalt, not a sea of asphalt, how much parking and where. So, I mean, extending the driveway another.
Well, because you said you moved it, it was 90 feet, right? And now it's 130 feet away from.
It's because the road runs at an angle.
It didn't move farther west, it just got farther
from
Highway
100. So, did it move closer to 92nd?
Yeah, it stayed here.
No.
That's why it's
before you listen to the question.
They were 11 dusk. They didn't turn the question.
You turned it off. That's not the switch.
8030 West Williston Way. Be relevant. Would the city allow me to put 16 parking lots in my front yard? No. It's against the city ordinance. And that's a residential? You guys are confusing everything. There's no ordinance to allow them to do that. You can't do it in front of my house. I can't do it. Thank you.
Ms. Penny.
Response to that?
The response to that is real easy. It's based on land area, green space, and land coverage area. It's got nothing to do with the zoning. Okay. Ms. Benning.
Angie Benning, 92727 26th Street. I do want to say thank you guys for actually listening to the neighbors here and trying to work with us in your plans. So thank you for that. But on what Mr. Fowler said, that this, now that you guys know all the information, city members, on this facility and this site, and that this property probably wasn't the best choice for this facility, if that's correct, then you guys should not vote to pass this today.
Mr. Raddatz.
Brian Raddatz, 9273 South 96th Street. As it stands right now, how wide is that house? The structure right now in feet.
3160 square feet.
So it's 60 foot wide?
It is 70 feet wide.
Okay. The length of the house is.
Or excuse me, long.
Pardon me?
You're looking for the width, the short dimension?
Yes.
Yes.
The overall.
70 by 40, roughly.
Okay. So reverting back to Dave, if the house was turned like what we would like to see it, basically turned around so the parking lot is behind the thing, what we're trying to accomplish is so you don't see cars. If you look down the driveway, you'll see the vegetation growing, the trees down at the end of the driveway as far as any vehicles, the van, the 8-passenger van that's going to be there 365 days a year. That way it's all covered. You go past the place, you see a 70-foot wide house. I don't have a problem looking at a house. You see a driveway going down, it's just like anybody else's driveway. With the parking lot behind it, you're going to see it from Highway 100, maybe, depending on how many trees are on the backside. You come down 92nd Street, you're going to look at a 70-foot wide house that, with what they're putting up nowadays, if you had a 3-car or 4-car garage attached to the house, it's going to be roughly the same length as what that is right there. So ultimately, why I put the petition and had the people was, so basically, any time of the year, we wouldn't be seeing cars on the side of the residence or in front of the residence. The cars are behind it. That's the main intent. So anybody coming in, you see a house there and a driveway. That's it. Problem solved. No parking lot visible from the street, 92nd Street, where all the residents are. The other side of Highway 100, there's no one there at this point. The majority of the residents are farther north on Highway 100. So that's, you know, that's what was the intent. Basically, if you guys can turn that thing, turn it. Where would the garbage cans be? Or the garbage, if it was turned, where would those end up?
We'd still put them at the end of the parking lot. It wouldn't be at the turn; it'd be at the end of the lot.
But the northernmost point.
Yeah, if we had enough room when we rotated it with where the wetlands are, and we'd have to look at it from the space blank side. But okay. We wouldn't have an issue turning it to put it at the end of the parking lot.
But that's the intent. I'd rather sit there and look at a house, or anybody else here. You're going past the neighborhood. If your house is wide, you can have a 3, 4, 5-car garage attached to a house. and you don't have any limitation on that. Am I correct on that?
Depends on the land area.
Well, yeah. Well, they got more land, they know what to do with. Because ultimately here, they could conceivably, if they wanted to, because you're building on whatever amount of acreage you got there, the only limit is the wetlands and stuff is what you could have a, you know, whatever size you wanted there within the confines of the wetlands, correct? Pretty much.
Mr. Fuchs?
The building parking and, I mean, lot coverage and setbacks are going to play a factor when you're looking at...
Okay, but because it's not your typical normal lot, like the lots in the subdivision are under 3/4 acre. So that restricts us to what size we can have. For this here, how would you have a restriction on it as far as, you know, you're limiting to, okay, the footprint is 3/4 acre, 1 acre, acre and a half, 2 acres that he gets to, you know, put the whole thing on?
For the size of the lot, it's primarily going to be the setbacks, the typical building parking setbacks and setbacks from the natural resources.
Okay. So that was the intent of the petition, was to, so we don't see any cars. The driveway can come down or whatever you need to do as long as it's behind the structure. That was the whole point of this. So whatever you guys can do as far as that, that's basically what we're looking for.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Thank you.
Christine Raditz, 9273 South 26th Street. I just have one question for you. Were you planning on voting on approving the plans tonight? And if so, can you approve them without seeing the final, you know what I mean, with these changes in place? I was just have a question for you.
The answer is the action tonight is based on what the commission wants to do. Yes, they could vote on a plan without having the final documents and make it contingent on certain criteria.
Okay, because we were just wondering, you know, since there's a lot of things kind of up in the air, is it possible to vote on something you're not really, you know, that we aren't sure on? So.
Well, the only real thing that you're not sure on is if we rotate the building at your request.
Right, exactly.
But that's at your request, you know.
You know,
so.
There's, well, I understand that, but I mean, there were just some, you know, other things going around, and we're just, you know, I'm just wondering how we can make a final vote. Unless, like you said, you put contingencies in and that's okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion to go back to normal order of business?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify.
Oh, sorry.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Mayor.
I did want to bring up Brian Raddatz's comments about the petition that they sent around, and I don't know if you guys have copies of it, but it is pages long of, I believe, 60-plus residents in the 70-some residents in the area that signed the petition asking for, you know, a decrease in the site of the parking lot.
It's noted and on the record. By the way, in the future, if there's things like this, not through the complaint procedure, give them to your alderman or bring them to the clerk's office.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Commissioner Fowler.
I just want a point of clarification. If people took that I thought this site could not house this building, that was not my intention. What I'm saying here is that the proper delineation of the natural resources on this site have made this a little more difficult to site this building. So I wanted to be clear that I was not intending that this site could not hold this facility, but as it can be seen from trying to get this here, the proper delineation of those natural resources has made it more difficult to find a proper siting for it. And that's not on the applicant, that's on the city.
Commissioner Haley.
Just a couple of comments. One, I think it makes sense to rotate at 90 degrees, sorry. Residential scenario, the long axis of the house is almost always parallel to the street. That's what we're used to seeing. We've got a house here that's probably a structure that's probably smaller than some of the existing houses in Franklin. It is a big structure, but I think rotating it 90 degrees, pushing the parking lot around the back might help you with your concerns. two other small points. Sheet C1.1, I'm not sure why, and somebody can help me with this, but we're showing a tree in the right-of-way to be removed.
You don't want it?
I don't know why we would be removing it. It's not on their property. I think it may just be a stray notation.
I believe that's just part of the water main. But if not, we'll...
I'm just asking. Again, our natural resource, we're trying to protect every tree we can. There's a significant tree there, and we're showing to remove it. I don't quite understand why.
I believe that is from the water main extension coming through that. It's right in the middle. I actually know which tree that is.
It needs to go for the water main.
What's the tree?
82, I think.
83. Yep.
If it can be saved, that's...
Yes, that will.
If it's right in the middle of the water main, I don't see where we have an issue. And then.
It would have a choice right here.
Also, on the landscaping plan, it looks like they're proposing some barberries, and I believe that's one of our prohibited plants, if you would verify that, Nick. You can easily be swapped out.
Motion on this matter or closed session for consultation?
Closed session.
All right. Is there a motion? Is there a motion that plan commission to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stats 19.85(1)(g) to confer with legal counsel for the plan commission and city defense counsel or rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to potential litigation with regard to Matt Talbot Recovery Service Incorporated Development and to re-enter open session the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed herein as it determines as appropriate. Is that your motion, Mr. Morrow?
Yes, sir.
Is that your second, Alderman?
Yes.
Roll call, please, Mr. Fox.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Morrow?
Yeah.
Alderwoman Mayor?
Aye.
Commissioner Fowler?
Aye.
Vote is six ayes, no noes, no abstentions. We are in closed session. Please, the alderman may stay, council for city may stay, and plan commissioner may stay, and planning staff. Everybody take whatever is yours with you, please. It is 9:02. We are back in open session at the Plan Commission meeting of Thursday, May 14th. Mr. City Attorney.
A potential motion for consideration by the Plan Commission might be a motion noting the Plan Commission receipt and review of the factual information it previously requested and now has received, including but not limited to from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, as well as information regarding alternate public water supply routes and costs, to approve a resolution approving a site plan for a 5-8 bedroom state licensed community-based residential facility development with the quote March 3 close quote date in condition number 5 amended to quote May 14 close quote and condition number 10 being amended to insert immediately following, quote, applicant shall, close quote, and, quote, use its best efforts to, close quote, and to recognize that applicant has volunteered to consider the relocation of the parking lot to behind the building, essentially turning the building and lot 90 degrees, which would be a minor site plan amendment for the review and approval of Department of City Development staff.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Morrow?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
No.
Commissioner Fowler?
Aye.
The vote is 5 ayes, 1 no, no abstentions. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Move.
Second.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.